Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Parents weekend at UCM on Saturday.
Ooh.
Yeah, we'll be going.
I'm going to go for a ride in the plane.
By the way, a lot of people's parents weekends. A lot.
Is it? So, we're going to the game on Saturday.
KU and K-State, which, by the way, can't these schools get together and be like, hey, crazy idea. Why don't we have our family weekend one weekend, and then you can have your family. We could thumb wrestle for it.
What?
They're all having their same family weekend the same weekend.
I mean, that would make almost as much sense as elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools scheduling their spring break at the same time so that families who have multiple children could actually go on vacation.
Right.
Stop making sense.
Wait, so KU, you want KU and K-State, they're both of their parents' weekend is this coming?
Both are this weekend, and so, I can only be in one place.
So which one did you pick, Danner?
Well, you know, as parents, we make tough choices all the time. You have to. And the kids, when you have multiple children, they all understand this.
Sam, are you hearing an answer here?
So
you know what's going to happen. She's going to drive west until her car runs out of electricity.
I'm in the Flint Hills. Come and get me.
Don't strain your calves trying to tiptoe around this one.
No, I'm not tiptoeing at all because that baby, that sweet baby knows if I could go west, I would. It is my daughter's last. She is a graduating senior. It is her last family weekend. This spring, it will be her last mom's weekend.
That makes sense.
And it is the only family weekend and mom's weekend for which she has been 21.
Is it mom's? Oh, God.
So
you're going to be worthless
on
Monday.
No, honestly, I said to her, babe, I got a lot going on this weekend. I'm going to go up Friday night. You know,
wait, she's going to be 21?
She's already 21. She turned late. She was my latest, you know, late summer baby. So, you know, she is
we're going on a pup
excited
crawl, aren't we?
Oh, we'll see Sandbar.
Crawling will
guarantee
be involved.
We will see Sandbar.
We'll start at the wheel, head over to the Hawk.
I don't know if we'll have time.
Maybe we'll end up at Louise's downtown.
But I'll tell you this, the last mom's weekend, like at 8 p.m., I was like, I'm out. I am not 30 anymore. I know you guys joke about it like, oh, we're going to go out and light up the town. I can't be up late
anymore.
Are you going
to go streaking at the quad?
No. I will not have time to do that.
Are you going to steal a bus?
What is the update on our friendly bus stealer?
She's been charged.
Lawrence,
that's it.
Please.
Yeah.
Did you see the mugshot, Scott? Oh.
No, I did not see her mugshot. Is she a catch?
Bad adult choices, people. Bad. She commandeered
a
bus in Lawrence.
Well, that doesn't mean she's ugly. She could still be hot and steal a bus.
Yeah. She's charged with like tomfoolery. The charges were actually interesting. There isn't a specific charge for commandeering a bus.
Are you going to get hammered on Friday night with your daughter?
No. I'm not even going to be there until 7.
You need to make that people don't go out until 9.
I know. I'm aware. I told her,
9?
I'm not young anymore. I said, we are going to.
Well, for pregame.
Okay.
This is going to be this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Are you 9, you start having the party.
Nine is when you start calling people to come on out.
You remember when we were kids in Lawrence?
Oh.
We wouldn't, 10 o'clock was like, oh, you're getting an early start?
Yeah, I know.
You're going to get wasted.
No, I'm not. Scott, I'm telling you, I get so
tired. Make a fool out of yourself at the wheel.
No, I'm not. Keep in mind.
All the stories you're going to tell back when you were there.
This is my final, after years of parents' weekends, this is my final KU parents' weekend.
So this is a parents' weekend, not a mom's weekend.
Correct.
So then send Joe to K-State.
I'm just saying it's not my first rodeo. Anyone who's done it, like your first one, yeah, you are crazy. The moms are unleashed and woo-woo.
Do you want to see my college ID?
Right.
I get it right here.
Which I still have.
Do you have it in your purse?
I don't know that I have it in my wallet specifically right now, but I do have it. And I do take it. And I do say to the bouncer, you want to see my KU ID? And they're like, yeah.
Class of 1917.
They get very excited.
Wow.
Wow, Sam. Wow.
Do you tell the bouncer, no, we're not sisters. And the bouncer's like, okay, ma'am, keep going.
Well aware, oldie.
Oh, my God, you made me laugh. I'm really, really looking. I have not seen the new stadium. I am super excited to see the new stadium.
See, we don't even. All right, I must be lame in my current state where I'm not going to bars.
Yeah.
So the game's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Warrensburg. We'll probably roll in about 11.
Yeah.
Go to have a nice lunch at the club, and then we'll drive over to the football stadium, which is about half the size of KU's.
Yeah, of course.
Watch the game. I might take her out to get some groceries afterwards.
And head back home.
We're back in town by 5, 6 o'clock.
That sounds delightful to me. It really does.
I'm not showing anybody my college ID.
Do you still have yours?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I would love it if you still had yours.
No. I have no idea where it, that's the sad thing. That this is the one reason, if I can be honest, we always say in our riper, older age, thank God we didn't have the internet and cell phones when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of truth to that.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
You know, there is a lot of truth to that statement. However, the one reason why I wish we did have today's cell phones, I can think of about 5 or 6 pictures that I have from college.
Very limited.
I have one from a canoe trip that we all took. That was a disaster. Oh, my God. That was the most drunken disaster ever. That was the canoe trip where I saw a guy that was in our group get hit over the head with an oar on the Nyangwa River, I believe is how you pronounce it. And I had turned the corner on the river, and he's standing, getting into a fight with a guy who grabs an oar and literally smacks him across the head, knocked him out cold right there in the water.
A lot of folks don't really understand that back in our day, we didn't really have that many photos.
No, I've got.
So we've got to use our brains to remember everything.
There is. That's difficult. I have one photograph from the University of Nebraska.
That's it.
I don't remember having a camera up there. It's a photograph that somebody else took and mailed to me. And about 5 or 6 from KU. Most at graduation.
I wouldn't have a clue as to where my ID from university would be.
No. Anyway, that's the only reason I wish we had phones back in the day.
From the text line, they're saying that they're gearing up in Lawrence for Dana Palooza.
Oh, God.
This weekend.
I'll alert the police chief. Guess who's coming? I did download the parking app so I can actually park.
A cell for you.
Yes, I can actually park.
Oh, is this true? The plain white tees are going to play at UCM right after the game.
The Oh Dear Delilah singer?
Oh.
What do they sing, Sam?
That is it.
Good. Hey there, Delilah. Not Oh Dear Delilah.
Dan and I were just looking at each other like, who's going to do it? You want to do it?
What up, Delilah?
Where are the nachos playing tonight? The post-sex nachos are playing at the Record Bar tonight downtown. Road. It's a very intimate club.
Club.
Are you going, Sam?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Oh, good.
Already got my nacho shirt on.
Nice. I noticed that. Mike Gundy has been fired as head coach of Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I saw that.
58 years old. Had a career record of 170-90 at his alma mater, where he was a star quarterback in the late 1980s. That's a hell of a good record. He posted winning records every season from 2006 to 2023, but had losing records in the last 2 years.
All the good things come to an end.
I know. He entered the season ranked 3rd among active coaches in victories at their current school, trailing only Iowa's Kirk Ferentz and Clemson's Dabo Swinney.
Huh. Who?
Dabo's Swinney.
Dabo Swinney.
You know who that is.
The Clemson coach. Is it Dabo?
No, it doesn't. I have no idea who it is.
I'm just going to let you keep talking.
I don't know. I don't go to Clemson, and I don't watch them on TV. I think it might be Dabo, actually. Anyway, that's all I got.
He's a big fan of Accra.
You know, you keep it up, and you're going to cause some mass mayhem on this show.
You know, there are two kinds of people in this world: those who love okra and those who cannot stand it.
Right.
There is no gray area with that vegetable,
and they will always unveil themselves.
My grandma used to cook that up in a
Syria?
What do you call that skillet? The wrought iron skillet,
cast iron.
The cast iron skillet.
We are dumb.
Do I look like a cooker person?
No.
With a cast iron skillet and cornmeal that she made. And I'm telling you right now, you guys.
Did she shuck her own corn?
Yes, she did. The fried okra and the fried green tomatoes that woman produced out of that cast iron skillet, I would give anything to be able to replicate whatever the heck it was that woman did.
I'm starting to think our collective IQ is lower than a residential speed limit.
And he means Lamar. We're talking Lamar.
913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.